We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi by Menachem Rish and Michal Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Pesachim Perek Dal and Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction, we've mentioned in when we learned Masechah Shviyas regarding the laws of Shemitah, there's a concept of biur. And that that din of biur teaches us that once the produce is no during the Shemitah year is no longer available for the chayah, for the wild animals in the field, we have to get rid of that produce. We have to be mevayer of that produce. According to some, we assume we can just be mafkirit, but nonetheless, we have to fulfill the mitzvah of biur from our homes, from the produce that's in our homes. We learn that from the pasuk in Parashas Bahar, "V'livhem techav la'chay asher ba'artzecha tiyakol tivuasel la'chol." A relationship between the behema and the chaya asher ba'artzecha, and we learn that there, from there, that if the chaya, the wild animal, is still eating that produce in the field, then your behema and you can eat that in the house. But if it's no longer kala la'chay asher ba'sade, it's no longer available for the chaya and the sade, then then you have an obligation to get rid of it for livhem techah shabbat bayis. Now, in addition to that, we discussed that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three sections. Yehuda, the south, the Golo, the north, and Ever HaYarden. So in this regard, we have this not only when it comes to the laws of Biur of Shemitah, but regarding other halachos as well. So here, we're going to learn that Makom Shenagu, that's the name of this perek. We have, just like in the first Mishnah, in certain areas, we have a minog not to do malach on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. In other places they do, when you find yourself in one place versus the other. So here, the Mishnah is going to discuss a case where, let's say, when it comes to Yehuda, so let's say you live in the south. So if peros are still available in the north, so that doesn't matter. You have an obligation of kaleh, of getting rid of the peros of biur in Yehuda, because they're no longer available there. Of course, the people in Galil have the right to continue eating produce because it's still available for the chaya in the sadeh. So they're not chayv in biur. But what if a person brings peros shviyas from a place where kalu, they are no longer available, and the biur obligation has already set in, to a place where they're still available for the chaya, or the reverse? So that's what the Mishnah says, and begins with kayotzebo, similar to the halacha of malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. We have this halacha of peros shviyas. So hamolich peros shviyas, person who brings peros that grew in the Shemitah year, mimakom shakalu, from a place where they're no longer available for the animals in the field, where there's a chiyuv of beer that's already set in, and he brings them to where lamakom shalokalu, and he brings them to a place, let's say our example, where they're no longer available in Yehuda, and he brings them to the Galil, to the north, and he has those produce, where that same produce is available for the chayos in the sadeh in the north. Or the other way, mimakom shelo kalu lamakom shekalu. Or he's bringing them from a place where they're local. Let's say he's going from Galil to Yehuda. They're still available in the north in the field, and you're allowed. You don't have an obligation of beer, and you're bringing that produce to a place shekalu to Yehuda. Let's say to the south, where that fruit that you have in your hand that you traveled with is no longer available in the field. Says the Mishnah, chayav levayir. You're obligated to destroy perform the mitzvah of beer, which we said may just be bringing it out to the street and being mafkir it, or some rishonim say you have to destroy it. But either way, that mitzvah of beer applies. Why? Based on the halacha we learned in the first Mishnah. We give the chumrei hamakom sheyatza misham and chumrei makom shehalach lisham. We're machmir, you have to do beer no matter where you are. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim lo, very ambiguous statement. Omrim lo, we say to him, Tzei v'havei lach af ata. You go out and bring yourself. Now, the Gemara has different ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's arguing. Is Rabbi Yehuda agreeing with the Tanakhama? So the Mefarshim, the Mishnah, follow the opinion of Rav Ashi. And we'll explain the Mishnah according to this opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds, like the Tanakhama, that we give, in this regard at least, we give the person who's bringing the produce from one place to another the Chumrei HaMakom Sheyatza Misham and the Chumrei HaMakom Shehalach Lisham. We always machmir that he has to do biur on this produce no matter which direction he's going. What Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with, and with the Chachamim, is regarding something else. And this is a Mishnah we discussed in the ninth parak of Shviyas regarding the laws of Shemitah, which was a case where someone was pickling three different types of vegetables. Maybe you remember that. Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, Hakovesh Shlosha Kavashim, in one chavis, he has vinegar, salt water, whatever it may be, and he's pickling them. So here we had a three-way machlokis tanoim, what the halacha is regarding the law of biur. There are three different, tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers all pickling together. So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, how do we deal with this? They're all in one barrel pickling together, but maybe the law of biur applied to one vegetable and not the other. Maybe applied to the pepper and not to the tomato. So Rabbi Eliezer held like this. Ochlin al harishon. He says that he's the most machmer. Once one of those three vegetables is no longer available for the animals in the field, then even the other two, there's a chiyuv of biur, have a chiyuv of biur on all three. That's what it means. Ochlin al harishon. He's the most strict. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua said, af al haacharon. Said the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua said, no. We have the right to be lenient and say no. You're allowed to eat the opposite extreme. As long as one of those is still available, let's say the peppers and the tomatoes are no longer available, but the cucumbers are still available. Well, then you're allowed to eat not only from the cucumber that's being pickled in here, but even from the peppers and from the tomatoes. And Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol shekola mino min hasadeh, yivar mino min hachavis. Maybe the most logical of all, which is this compromise. He basically says it all depends on the particular vegetable. If that's available in the field, so you're allowed to continue eating it, and if not, then you have to get rid of it. We are allowed to split up that which is in the same chavis. So what the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us, what the Mefarshim explained, Rav Ashi explains, is that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, when he says, you go out and you bring as well. What he's coming to do is argue with the Tanakhama regarding this very machlokes, regarding Shemitah with the pickling of the three vegetables. Meaning, the Tanakhama is makil like Rabbi Yehoshua, and says, well, since all of the minim, all of these types of vegetables are being pickled in one unit, in one barrel, you're allowed to eat from all of the minim as long as one of them is still available. And that's what the Tanakhama meant when they said, Hamolach mimakom shelo kalu, lumakom shekalu, achayev levayer. What does that mean? If you're bringing produce from a place where it's still available to a place where it's no longer available, then we have to be strict chayev levayer. But that means where it's no longer available at all. That means where all three vegetables are no longer available for the chaya in the sadeh. But if only some of them are no longer available, some are, then you're allowed to eat from all of them, even the ones on relying on the one that still is available for the chaya. I can eat if the cucumber is still available, I can eat from the other two. Comes Rabbi Yehuda to tell me like Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, which was the middle opinion, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Omimlo, we tell the owner of the barrel, Seva Have Loch Afata, hey, you go out and bring it in. What does it mean? We tell, listen, you can go out to the field and bring in the minim that are being pickled in your chavis. But if they're no longer available, you can't go out to find them in the field, then you have to destroy them. So that's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, that you follow each and every vegetable alone, and that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Makom Shenagu Limkor Behema Daka Lagoyim Mochrin, in a place, just translate literally, where the minig is to sell behema daka, literally thin animals. We assume behema daka is like a sheep or a goat. A behema gasa is like a cow, the large animal, or an ox. So if there's a minig is that we sell animals, thin animals, to non-Jews, mochrin, we're allowed to. Makom shenagu shalolim kor ein mochrin. But if you live in a place where the minig is not to sell them thin animals, goats and sheep, then you're not permitted to do so. Uvechol makom ein mochrin behem magasa. But this is not totally the minig. This is not dependent on minig at all. It comes to behem magasa, absolutely not. We're not allowed to sell a large animal, an ox, a cow, to a non-Jew. So what's this based on? So the Chachamim were afraid like this. There is a concern if Let's say I don't sell an animal to a non-Jew, but I lend an animal to a non-Jew. I rent an animal to a non-Jew. And the non-Jew now does malacha with that animal on Shabbos. That's a problem. Because the Jew is obligated in Shavisas Behem to the animal, but Sukkim say in the Aseres Hadibros, we have an obligation to restrict our animals from doing malacha on Shabbos. So if I rent it to him or I lend it to him, it's still mine, and he's going to do malacha with it on Shabbos. That's absolutely not allowed, to lend an animal to a non-Jew, to rent an animal to a non-Jew. And that's the concern that we have when it comes to lending or renting. This Mishnah is teaching us, and the Mishnah is found in Avodah Zarah as well, that there is a concern of not only lending or renting, but even selling. We're afraid that we allow you to sell, then you may end up saying, what's the difference if I sell or I rent? You're not going to know the difference between, you know, the halachic basis behind it. So therefore, there's a minog that we're not even allowed to sell. We'll talk about the minog in a second. But the Chachamim made a gzera that you're not permitted to sell a behem agasa. Why? Because the behem agasa, the ox, the donkey, so those animals really do malacha. So those are absolutely not allowed to be sold. Why? Because we're afraid you may end up renting or lending that animal, and the guy is going to do malacha with it. There are others who claim that the concern is if I sell it to him on Erev Shabbos, very close to Shkia, and the non-Jew wants to know how do you make this animal go, and the Jew is going to yell at the animal, hit the animal, whatever it is, and based on his voice, the animal is going to go. That's called mechamer. That's a prohibition. Mechamer achar behem to b'shabbos. That's a Torah prohibition. May not be chayiv a misa for that, but mechamer is a prohibition. Where we say you and your animal are doing, based on a pasuk, are doing the malacha together. So either way, we don't sell a behem agasa. But it became an extra gzera, certain places where the minhag was not even to sell a behem adaka, not even a goat or a sheep, where those animals are not typically used to do malacha at all. And that is talui b'minhag. That's a makom shenagu, you have to follow the minhag. And then it says, agolim usyachim shleimin u'shvurim. So it's coming to teach us that even though we spoke about, you're not allowed to sell a behem agasa. So what about an egel or a siach? You have, it's not a cow, it's just a calf. A siach is a young donkey. So they're not roi l'malacha right now. But since they will be roi l'malacha later on, this is also going to be, also gzera, maybe people will see, you're selling this to a non-Jew, an egel, a calf. Now, won't know that that's really a calf versus a cow versus an animal that actually does malacha. And this halacha applies not only when they're shalem, when there's nothing wrong with them, but even when shuvim, let's have a broken leg. So why should that be usher? Since when is an animal broken leg royal malachos? So the answer is yes. If you want to have the animal, you attach it to the mill, and the animal walks around and moves that millstone around. So an animal, even with a broken leg, a broken arm, whatever, the front leg, one leg, that's able to do that malacha as well. And therefore, selling a behema gasa, even an egel, even a siach, a young donkey, a young calf, even if they're shvurim, is prohibited everywhere. Rabbi Yehuda matir bashvura. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A shvura, an animal with a broken leg, is not royal malacha. And therefore, we can assume the non-Jew who's buying the animal is buying it for shchita. He's not going to keep it around alive. And therefore, there's no concern it's going to do malacha. So there's no concern that this may lead to lending or renting an animal where there's an issur of shvisas behemto of the Jew. And there's no concern that a Yisrael is going to see the animal by the guy and will end up doing selling an animal that's a shlema, because before you know it, he's going to shecht it. Ben Beseira matir basus. Ben Beseira says you are allowed to sell a horse to a non-Jew. Why? Because a sus wasn't used for avoda, for malacha. The only malacha he does is rechiv, it rides. And what is it doing? It's carrying a person. So carrying a person is not a malacha d'oraisa because of the principle of chai no seis atzmo. Person who's alive literally carries himself. And therefore, the isser of rechiva, of riding an animal b'shabbos enemy, is only gzera d'rabbanan. What did the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama says, no, you're not allowed to sell even a horse. Why, what's the concern? So some say that the Tanakhama really is only prohibited prohibits the following. A sus, an animal, a horse that's miuchad laofos, that's used, that the hunters use and put the birds that they trap, the birds that they're using, they put on that animal. So that's, there's no chai no seis atzmo when it comes to animals, only when it comes to humans. That is, the Tanakhama's opinion. Tanakhama would agree that you can sell a sus that's rechivav, that's used for Adam. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chai no seis atzmo applies to behemine and of as well. Therefore, you can sell even that sus that's miyuchad laofos, you can sell to a non-Jew. And then there's an additional concern. Maybe we would say that the Tanakhama holds that all susim are usur. Why? Because as a gzera, even a sus that's omei the rechiv for Adam would be usur, lest a person end up selling a sus which is for, has the ofos, is being miyuchad laofos. So we should also prohibit all susim because of the one that may be miyuchad laofos, where chayno seis atzmo would not apply.